local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It's Pensacola right now with John and Austin, taking care of you this afternoon till 7 o'clock, well, this evening. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Austin.
I appreciate it. Right back at you, sir.
Well, good. Hey, listen, having a great time. First hour went by great.
Yeah, a lot of laughs. I feel like we got some work done in there.
We did.
Yeah, so we're doing all right.
Let's take a look at our top three stories that are making headlines right now. Israel's national security advisor has said that the release of hostages under the four-day ceasefire agreement with Hamas will not happen before Friday. The first release of hostages had been expected for today, but late on Wednesday, Israel said it had delayed and now would not happen to at least tomorrow. I think they're wanting Thanksgiving dinner first, and then they can, you know, let them go.
The fact that you think war is that wholesome is sad.
Well, really. I'm just saying they're holding off, you know, that way soldiers can spend time and get your...
I'm just happy they're holding off. Absolutely. Yeah. And speaking, unfortunately, of warfare, Ukraine's military says that it is inflicting major losses on Russian troops as Vladimir Putin's forces seek to try and encircle the key strategic city of Avdiivka in the east. It comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian troops face difficult defensive operations on parts of the Eastern Front with a bitter winter cold setting in. Images from the front line in Donbas and Kyiv show that snowfall has already become a factor in the areas.
Yeah, it's crazy up there during the wintertime. Worse than what we ever could have imagined.
Especially being in Florida, you kidding me?
I know,
that's
right?
That's the thing. We honestly like hope for snow and stuff, but even in a comfortable setting, snow can be horrible. Man, in a war effort like that, that's got to be terrible.
I know. New York Governor Kathy Hochul stated in a press conference that there was no sign of terrorist activity following the explosive vehicle crash on the Rainbow Bridge at Niagara Falls. The incident, which temporarily closed multiple bridges crossings between the U.S. and Canada, along with Buffalo's International Airport, was being approached as a potential terrorist attack due to its both random and violent nature. Since the initial scare, three of the four cross-border bridges have been reopened, and the Buffalo Bills are now taking people in their airport again. So that's the good news for who I don't even know if they're playing.
You were so close, John. You got it like 98% right. I lost you at that airport part.
Okay.
At the end there. We're actually, man, last hour, we were a little bit behind schedule. Now we're a little bit ahead, but I'll still get this traffic update out because we don't have much to report on. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking on the roads here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are luckily not seeing much to dig into. And that's what we saw in the first hour. Hopefully it stays that way, at least until we're off. Right, John?
That's right.
But no, in all seriousness, especially during the holidays, be sure to drive safe, if not for your own sake, for your loved one's sake. As for the weather here in Pensacola, it's 55 degrees now. It has since updated. It's overcast this evening, and it's going to get even colder tonight. It's going to be well into the 40s, but also going into Black Friday and this beautiful weekend, it's going to be highs in the 60s and lows in the high 40s, lower side of 50s. So it's going to be beautiful weather for me, at least. And there is some chances of rain before we get to the weekend, but it shouldn't be anything too aggressive.
That's right. It's Pensacola right now at 5:13. I'm John. He's Austin. And take a look at local headlines that are happening right now. Of course, Matt Gaetz is in there. He's a consistent favorite around here, but Representative Matt Gaetz still sits at a 21% approval rating in a recent statewide poll. This comes after his pivotal role in the drama surrounding Kevin McCarthy being removed as Speaker of the House. Just how much this will go on to impact his local favoring, along with the volume of his voice in later political endeavors, remains to be seen.
Politics is it's a game of gamesmanship,
it
man.
Is.
And that's the thing. I mean, I know he stood up for what he believed in. That's
right.
All well and good.
That's great.
But there's a lot more allegiance to the party than there needs to be on both sides.
Correct.
It's like it gets to a point very often where it's less about the people and more about the letter next to their name.
Exactly.
Hopefully that does not come back to bite anyone here. A Navarre couple is searching for a kidney for their young son. Conrad Jax Evans is 2 years old, and he's heavily reliant on both machines and medicine to provide for what to provide for him what his kidneys cannot. They have reached out to Brian Martindale. Conrad's family has reached out to Brian Martindale. He's a Michigan man who's donated a kidney of his own in the past, and since then he has begun a nationwide mission called Kidneys for Kids. His goal is to raise awareness about giving kidneys to those in need and how one can live a happy and healthy life after doing so. A lot of people, they look at the person who needs it, but I think they're, you know, while they would say, oh, in a severe situation, I would do that, it's an off-putting procedure. Mm-hmm. I mean, to go under the knife and lose an organ over it, but he's here to say, no, it's a good thing, and you can be not only a better person for it, but you can still live a happy and healthy life for it.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that's a real good story. Escambia County, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say I had one more sentence here.
Yeah, go ahead.
With the joint message that Conrad's family and Brian's experience are advocating for, they hope to find a donor as soon as possible so that Conrad can live a more independent life. Hopefully it works out for him.
Yes, definitely. You only need one. So
yep, there you go.
Donate the other. Escambia County music teacher and longtime band director marched in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City this morning. Russell Bertles teaches music at A.K. Suter Elementary in Pensacola. He was a band director for over 27 years in the district, having taught at Tate High School, Ransom Middle, Workman Middle, and Ferry Pass Middle schools. He was selected to march with more than 400 band directors from across the country. He marched with the second band in the parade wearing red near the Snoopy balloon.
Well, and the Snoopy balloon, that's one that, I mean, I don't really watch the Thanksgiving parade too often, but that's the one that, like, Snoopy's a pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a hard hitter there, right? So that's the thing. That's really cool as well. And, I mean, and obviously, you know, it's like we hear about teachers and stuff and how they kind of get overlooked and they're underpaid and all that. But it's cool that they can have opportunities like these.
Right.
And especially, I mean, with him being a band director, I'm sure, you know, it means all the more to him to be able to march in a in a setting like that for sure.
That's cool.
Absolutely. And Home Instead is celebrating 20 years of Be a Santa to a Senior. That's a program that provides holiday gifts for less fortunate senior citizens. Over the course of their two-decade run, they have had help from over 65,000 volunteers in total. They have provided more than 2 million gifts, and they have helped revive the holiday experience for over 800,000 seniors. To participate, all you have to do is look for the trees promoting the program around the area. You find an ornament on it that is listing a senior's name and his or her desired Christmas gift, and return with the gift wrapped and the ornament attached. Ornaments are available for pickup through December 20th.
Okay, I'm sorry, but this just popped up on the TV. Dolly Parton in a Cowboys cheerleaders outfit singing.
Yeah, I know. They've got a pretty grandiose thing going on here.
Right.
So is this a halftime show?
Yes, it's okay. A halftime show.
Now, I knew that there was like a halftime show. Jack Harlow did it during the Lions-Packers. But it's like, so they do it for every halftime game?
Yes, on Thanksgiving.
How long has that been a thing?
Every year I can remember.
Well, okay, because I didn't like know that was like a tradition for Thanksgiving games. It's like, and I guess I've just never cared to notice. I mean, and to think I'm someone trying to get into sports media for a living. That does not make me sound well at all.
It's okay. It caught me off guard because I looked up and there was Dolly Parton in a Cowboys cheerleader outfit.
She's been doing
it. 79 or however old she is.
She's well up there because, I mean, heck, she was a country star, what, back in the 70s?
And 80s.
Yeah, so it's like, well, I know, but 70s is further back, so it makes the point all the better, John.
I know.
The thing is, though, she was recently, what, at a Tennessee game with Peyton Manning, correct? Yep. So, yeah, it's like for her to be doing that and now doing this, she's been all over the place.
That's right.
We've got a couple minutes here just in case for people who are just now tuning in. We'll give another rundown of our top three stories. So starting with Israel, their national security advisor has said that the release of hostages under the 4-day ceasefire agreement with Hamas will not happen before Friday. The first release of hostages had been expected for today, but late on Wednesday, Israel said it had been delayed and would now not happen at least until tomorrow.
That's right. Ukraine's military says it is inflicting major losses on Russian troops as Vladimir Putin's forces seek to try and encircle the key strategic city of Avdiivka.
That's how it's spelled, but yeah, Avdiivka. Yeah. I would not say the first V, Avdiivka.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
There you go. It comes as Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said Ukrainian troops face difficult defensive operations on parts of the Eastern Front with a bitter winter cold setting in. images from the front line in Kiev show the snowfall has already become a factor.
I'll be sure to read that one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to get you tongue-tied now.
It's okay.
And New York Governor Kathy Hochul, however you say that, stated in a press conference that there was no sign of terrorist activity following the explosive vehicle crash on the Rainbow Bridge at Niagara Falls. The incident, which temporarily closed multiple bridge crossings between the U.S. and Canada, along with Buffalo Airport's international flights, was being approached as a potential terrorist attack due to its both random and violent nature. Since the initial scare, three of the four cross-border bridges have been reopened, and the Buffalo Airport is once again taking international trips. Just about 5:20 now, we will take our first break of the hour. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
This is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join me Monday at 10 for the Chamber Connection Show. This Monday, I'll be talking to Christy Craig, Executive Director of Ready Kids. Christy will explain how Ready Kids helps kids get ready for school through reading programs with mentors. So join me Monday at 10 for the Chamber Connection Show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
This is Lewis Bear wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Will with Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a happy holiday from our family to yours.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I want to sink to the bottom with you. I want to sink to the bottom with you.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. I just wished Cat Country's Big Moose a happy Thanksgiving. So if any of you heard a faint Thanksgiving, that's what it was, because he was in here for just a moment. All right. So we are a little bit ahead of schedule, just about a minute ahead on our traffic break here. But we'll We will use this minute wisely, John.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we will. We'll take a quick look here. I'm hoping not to see much. We have not seen much so far. Hopefully it stays that way for the people's sake. I'm looking around Pensacola and the surrounding areas right now, and we're not really seeing much at the moment. It has been very minute traffic. If you're experiencing any backups, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long. As for weather, we're in the mid-50s here. It's an overcast evening on this Thanksgiving Thursday. Slight chances of rain here on Thanksgiving Day, and it could increase a little bit tonight. But if it does rain, it shouldn't be anything too heinous. Not only that, but as we get into Black Friday and the weekend, it's going to be highs in the 60s, lows in the high 40s, maybe lower half of the 50s. So it should be some beautiful weather here. And I'd also like to say that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782.
It's Pensacola right now with John and Austin. Hopefully you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I have, yes.
Thank you for spending time with us and we spending time with you. We do appreciate that. Let's take a look at state headlines right now. In a story from WEAR's Aubrey Spears, Florida lawmakers are discussing a proposed bill that, if passed, would give consumers and artists more control over concert fees on ticket selling sites. Florida State Senator Jason Bordur is the sponsor of the bill. In a Facebook post, he said it would eliminate junk fees from websites and venues that receive state funding. Sites like Ticketmaster are used by multiple concert venues in Northwest Florida. And while local experts say that the fees are high, Ticketmaster is currently the best place to find good tickets. Gulf Coast Jazz Fest promoter Cadillac Banks said, "The promoter is the one who sets the ticket pricing. It's not Ticketmaster. The only thing Ticketmaster gets out of the deal is its service fees. That's the problem I have. I think the fees are way too high." He went on to argue for the site. However, due to factors such as its refund services in June, Ticketmaster and several other companies did agree to start being upfront about pricing. Thank you. Companies are now allowing ticket buyers to see the total cost of the ticket, including any additional fees from the moment they begin shopping.
How often do you use Ticketmaster, if at all?
Well, not really that much because I can find cheaper seats on other apps.
Mm. All right. Well, what would you recommend?
Like Vivid Seats. I've used them several times.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I've heard good things about Vivid Seats, and I've heard of Ticketmaster as well. And as you said, I mean, I don't really use them, but I'm glad that they are trying to lower some fees here. I mean, anyone would be happy about that.
Yes, thank you.
And speaking of Florida bills, there's a new one that aims to prevent child drownings with free swim lessons. In the state of Florida, drowning is the leading cause of injury deaths for toddlers. This has prompted State Senator Travis Hudson to file a bill that would provide vouchers to low-income families to cover the full cost of swimming lessons for children 4 years or younger. On the matter, he said, quote, "Most of the homeowners that have pools, I think they take it a little bit more seriously when they have kids around them, and a lot of them can afford to do some of these classes. I've done these classes with my kids as well, but there's a population out there that are kind of more needy, don't really have the water around them to train their children to survive if they fall in, and those are the ones that we want to focus on." While state officials have focused on requirements such as safety equipment around home pools, there were measures that have been questioned for not addressing those who are most vulnerable to drowning. Also, many instances of child drownings this year have involved ponds, not pools, making the prioritization of the classes all the more necessary.
That's right. A wanted woman on probation for selling fentanyl was found hiding inside a couch. Must have been specially made. Citrus County Sheriff's Office says that 39-year-old Stacy Usher had been evading authorities since early November. She had allegedly violated her probation for the sale of fentanyl and unlawful use of a two-way communication device, which I don't know about that one.
I'm sure there's context to that charge.
Right, walkie-talkie, yeah. Whatever. Along with Citrus, she is a convicted felon in Manatee and Pasco counties as well, having a criminal history that also includes fraud, grand theft, and obtaining property by writing a horrible bad check.
Yes, and the thing is, I mean, man, fentanyl, that's the one that we've been hearing about. What was it? And Joe compared it to this. It was years ago. It was like an epidemic of like people were really afraid of like what was it? It wasn't asbestos, I don't believe.
No.
But it was a name like that. I can't remember what it was, but it was like on like envelopes, like some envelopes were laced with it. I can't remember what it was.
It's some kind of glue. I think I remember that.
I don't know. We shouldn't stray off topic. That's my fault. Alrighty. Lastly, Bob Vanderplatz, a key evangelical leader in Iowa, announced his endorsement of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis earlier this week. He has been described as a longtime GOP power broker. Vanderplatz has thrown his weight behind the eventual winner of the past three Iowa caucuses that did not feature an incumbent Republican president. DeSantis voiced his appreciation for the endorsement, and it could not come soon enough, as he is one of multiple Republican candidates who's caught speed in media every now and again, but has had some of the more disappointing numbers amongst Republican presidential candidates not named Donald Trump. And the thing is, it really is just true.
Right.
Trump's the guy right now. And that's not a political take. I'm not saying if I love him or hate him.
Look at the numbers.
Yeah, the numbers say he is the favorite. Half people are all on the Trump train, mm-hmm. and the other half are like, how can he still run?
Right.
I don't know. Very, very strange. But yeah, and honestly, when we're about to take a short break here, but when we come back, we'll be getting into national headlines and sports headlines today, and we'll be talking about at 6:30, John's fabled Egg Bowl. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, brought to you by Alpha Star Financial Services. Remember, it's not how much money you make. It's about how much you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority. Fox News coming up here on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. Dozens of the hostages in Gaza expected to be released Friday after Israel and Hamas came to a deal for a prisoner swap. Israeli government spokesman Avi Hyman on the Fox News channel.
Still, there'll be more than 200 Israelis still stuck in underground dungeons being held by masked monsters with machine guns, Hamas terrorists.
President Biden calling into the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, sharing his hopes the country can set aside party politics and come together.
We can have different political views, but we have one view. The one view is we're the finest, greatest nation in the world. We should focus on that. We should focus on dealing with our problems and being together.
Sound courtesy of NBC and the Macy's Parade and Entertainment Group, with the President and First Lady spending their Thanksgiving calling military members, thanking them for their service. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. New rules that take effect in 2024 for 529 plans will give owners of such accounts more incentive to fund them and give account beneficiaries a way to jumpstart their retirement savings. But 529 investors should be careful to follow the rules. One of the provisions of a 2022 law that affects many retirement plans allows excess funds in these education savings plans to be rolled over into Roth IRAs tax-free if the Roth belongs to the beneficiary of the 529. Thanks to infrastructure spending and grid upgrades, the search is on for the tallest, straightest, and most not free trees. Given how much more equipment and cable poles have to hold in an era of fiber optics and electric cars, crews travel around pine plantations looking for the biggest and best trees. For landowners, especially the families and individuals who grow much of the South's pine, the pole boom means higher prices for standout trees than what sawmills pay. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Return. Scott Graham rejoins us from our studios with the Wendy's Halftime Report. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One.
We all love to follow the pros. And when it comes to selling online, the pros trust Shopify. New Era, Allbirds, Untucked, Skims, even Mattel. They all sell with Shopify because Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. And it's not just the big brands. Millions of businesses are boosting their sales with the same legendary Shopify checkout. Start selling like the pros and sell with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/football.
Wake up not knowing what you want? Now you can have a little of everything. With Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles, you can mix and match your very own perfect pairing of our delicious morning favorites. Choose from the sausage biscuit, egg or cheese biscuit, small Caesar potatoes, or medium hot coffee. The choice is all yours, not somebody else's. Get breakfast just the way you want it with Wendy's breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles today. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the Thanksgiving NFL Halftime Report on Westwood One, sponsored by Wendy's. With Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles, you can choose the pair you want. Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price. Once again, here's your host, Scott Graham.
From our Westwood One studios, we have reached halftime in Big D. The Dallas Cowboys sitting on a 20-10 lead over the Washington Commanders at the break.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Beautiful song there by Garth Brooks.
And it's even better when you hear 100,000 people singing it.
Oh, no, it's awesome because it's got a very ominous tone to it. And if you know why, or if you know what the song's about, you get it. but it is just past 5:35 here on Pensacola Right Now, and we're going to take another look at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Discover. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account with cashback. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. That's Discover Bank member FDIC. So, looking at the roads here, we're not actually seeing much going on in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, thank goodness. I'm glad that everyone is staying safe out there, and please continue to do so. As for the weather, it's 55 here in Pensacola tonight, and we're going to have slight chances of showers with a high being of 58. And as we get into Black Friday and this weekend, it should dry out a bit, and we're going to have highs in the 60s, lows in the high 40s, lower half of the 50s. Here with more on that is WEAR's Joseph Neubauer.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Looking ahead for the rest of today, overnight into Friday, we do have a small chance for rain, some light rain, a little bit of drizzle. As we go through the next couple of hours, Friday, the rest of Friday, I should say, we begin to dry out. You'll even see the sun come out. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Beautiful weather.
I know.
Absolutely gorgeous.
It's Pensacola Right Now at 5:38 with John and Austin. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours and your family. Thanks for bringing us along with you.
Yeah, I'm glad that, glad that we can not have a seat at the table, but at least in the radio next to the table.
Yes, I feel like it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm celebrating a whole second Thanksgiving.
I know, right?
I can smell the pumpkin pie from here, John. I'm living it up. You don't eat pumpkin pie?
You didn't bring it?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm smelling it at the table. Of course, I didn't need to bring it.
You could have brought something for me. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I thought you were here with me. Yeah. What in the world?
Okay. National headlines.
We poked a hole in our own stupid story. Anyway, go ahead.
National headlines. The Republican mission to impeach President Joe Biden is reportedly back in full swing, with GOP leaders wanting it to move as fast as possible. Of course, so fast, in fact, that a vote could come early next year. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Conner, Kentucky, claims that his committee has produced many smoking guns regarding Biden's alleged corruption. Let's get to the work of the people.
Yeah, absolutely. And Donald Trump released a letter from his physician earlier this week that reported the former president is in excellent health, both physically and mentally. The letter is likely being used as a tactic to snatch extra support for his campaign, which is opposing President Biden's, of course. Both have had speculation surrounding their healths over the past several years. But unfortunately, the letter in question contained no details or statistics that back up the specifics of his health, such as weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, and all that stuff.
It's not just Trump trying to establish a petty edge, though, as the Biden campaign posted a guide this morning for countering crazy MAGNA nonsense at the table this Thanksgiving. Really, guys? It offers Biden supporters talking points to keep in mind before joining pro-Trump family members for dinner.
Yeah, I know. It just sucks that there's so much spitefulness being used, especially on Thanksgiving.
Why can't we all just come together?
Yeah, exactly. And eat that pumpkin pie that we alleged that we were smelling earlier. As expected, Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will be present for the tribute service of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. The service is going to take place in Atlanta, and the two will be accompanied by their spouses. Carter passed away last Sunday at the age of 96, shortly after being placed in some home hospice care. Now, John, I have set you up for a perfect segue into sports headlines here, talking about not just a quarterback, but also a good Christian, good philanthropist, Drew Brees.
Yeah, that's right. Former NFL quarterback Drew Brees, who retired after the 2020 season, has revealed that his right arm, quote unquote, does not work. He said that now when he throws in his backyard, he throws with his left hand and instead that anything above his shoulders gives him a hard time. He blames the issue on a dislocated right shoulder that he suffered back when he was playing for the Chargers. To put the severity of the shoulder injury into perspective, he had initially thought it would have been a career ender. He went on to say that if he could still throw with his right arm, he'd still be playing football. But if you're doing it with your left, come on back, bro.
No.
It's better than half the people out there.
Well, maybe. But the thing is, you know, I think back about, you know, when he was late in his NFL career, and people would kind of make fun of him. Well, and not just him in particular, but like the Saints as a whole. Mm-hmm. I think they'd call him like noodle arm Drew Brees or something. And he still had a decent arm on him, but it wasn't as good as it used to be. Right. Michael Thomas, he would hit him on slants a lot, and people were like, okay, this is a very boring way to play offense, and it's very one-dimensional.
But
and
this explains a lot.
If this is why, then it sucks, because it's like he's such a respected quarterback. I don't think there's a lot of people out there who really don't like him, so that's a bummer. But that is, as I said before, the perfect segue into sports headlines. Speaking of people who are respected, maybe not loved, but respected. The NBA, there's no games today. It's football's time to shine right now. But last night's Clippers-Spurs game had an interesting moment involving San Antonio head coach Greg Popovich, very esteemed head coach there. While former Spur Kawhi Leonard was at the free throw line, Pop grabbed a desk microphone and just out of nowhere told the crowd to stop booing. He said, hey, that's not what we're about. Cut it out. Yeah, he's like, I'm booing sportsmanship.
Right.
The booing likely stems from Kawhi's controversial departure from San Antonio that sent him to Toronto several years prior.
And NFL actually going on right now, about midway through the third quarter, is Dallas 20, Washington 10. And earlier we had a game that the Packers upset the Lions 29-22. Now, turnovers for the Lions killed them.
Like three lost fumbles?
Yes. Yeah, that will kill you every time.
Absolutely. I mean, well, and the thing is, you don't have to be a football expert to know that.
That's true.
If you're giving them the ball, they're going to do something with it, especially when Jordan Love had a great game.
Now, have you seen the new Hard Knocks that came out Tuesday?
No.
Yeah, you need to see it. It's with my beloved Miami Dolphins.
Ooh, yeah.
And seeing Mike McDaniel on and off the field has been just eye-opening. That dude is a genius.
Oh, no, he's a very smart coach. And you can see that just by the way the Dolphins have performed.
Oh, yeah.
Very smart guy. And I will say, before we talk about tonight's game, the game that's going on right now, as John said, Dallas 20, Washington 10, 7 minutes left in the third quarter. I do have the Cowboys winning that game. I wrote the prediction down, and I said it on air yesterday. 33-16 Dallas. We're not going to talk about how wrong I was with Detroit. We're going to focus on Dallas and Washington right now. So we're going to focus on that. Tonight's game, though, is Seahawks and 49ers. Kickoff is at around 7:20 on NBC. San Francisco narrowly favored by 7 last I saw. Now,
dun, dun.
College football. Yes, that's my favorite sport. Mm-hmm. John, are you right there with me? College football?
Yeah, of course.
Well, it definitely is tonight.
Yes.
This is the start of rivalry week in college football, and it is the infamous Egg Bowl tonight between John's sacred Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central. Last I saw, Ole Miss was favored by 10, which sounds fair. They're allowing some diciness for a rivalry, maybe a slow start, maybe some sloppy mistakes. But Ole Miss is trying to finish 10-2. Mississippi State ain't even bowl eligible entering tonight's game. So
that's right.
And they are given the 2-score edge here.
Yeah, they're going to have to fire their coach and get another one, you know, especially after we beat them, because that's huge in Oxford, is the Egg Bowl. The trophy you know, front and center in Oxford, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, like, we were talking about it off air. Widely regarded as one of the most hate-filled rivalries in college football, doesn't necessarily mean it's the most nationally relevant, especially when you got a team with a losing record today. But it is very, very important to those two teams, and I'm sure coming from an Ole Miss alum, it's all the more important.
Oh yes, more important, and it has its own thing tonight. So I'm even proud about that.
As we said earlier, with the victory, the Rebels will finish the postseason 10-2. Couldn't even tell you the last time that happened. And if the Bulldogs win, they will hit bowl eligibility. Now,
1960 something.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Ouch. I didn't know.
I think it was like one or two or something like that.
Bummer. Well, anyway, did not mean to strike that nerve. This is another one that I found a bit strange. Oregon State, Oregon, another hate-filled in-state rivalry, formerly known as the Civil War. They play tomorrow.
Oregon.
Oregon's favored by 14.
On the other side of the world from the Civil War. I don't know why they...
Do you know why they call that? Civil War doesn't necessarily mean American Civil War.
Well, I know, but...
They changed a name for that reason, but yeah. I don't think it doesn't necessarily mean American.
No.
Oh, wait, we missed a traffic update. Okay, let me wrap this up quick.
Oh.
Oregon lost to Washington. Washington was expected to lose to Oregon State, and now Oregon is expected to beat Oregon State by 14. It does not make any sense. Anywho... Looking at the roads here, we've been doing all right so far this evening, and it still looks that way. Hopefully everyone out there is continuing to stay safe on the roads. If you're experiencing any backups, hopefully they should not hold you up too long. As for Pensacola, it's 55 degrees. Overcast evening here. As we get into Black Friday, it should be drying up. We've got some chances for rain tonight, but nothing too insane. And then as we get into the weekend, the highs are in the 60s, lows are in the higher end of the 40s, lower end of the 50s. That is beautiful weather, beautiful football weather.
That's right. Good evening. It's 5:47 on Pensacola right now with John and Austin. Let's head on into your health, business, and science headlines.
Absolutely.
First one is appropriately for Thanksgiving. The CDC is sharing how to safely cook your Thanksgiving turkey, just in case you're behind and you're on the West Coast. It says you should set the oven temperature to at least 325 and place the completely thawed turkey in a roasting pan that is 2 to 2.5 inches deep. They also say it's important to use a food thermometer. Gordon Ramsay disagrees.
Well, the average person ain't Gordon Ramsay.
I know, but yeah, he had an episode the other day where he threw a cook out of the kitchen because the bro had a food thermometer hidden in his pants.
Okay, yeah, don't be like Gordon Ramsay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So there was a reason for that. When it comes to leftovers, they recommend refrigerating them at 40 degrees or colder within 2 hours of cooking to prevent food poisoning.
And hopefully we kept that in there just in case. We never know when you're starting your Thanksgiving feasts. We'll get more on that later. But Thanksgiving is possibly the biggest day or busiest day of the year for plumbers of all people. Thanks to all the stuff that people try to cram down the kitchen sink. On top of the garbage disposal, there will be plenty of toilet clogs on Thanksgiving. Yeah, golly. I did not write that, America. I did not write that. And that can get stinky quickly, according to the script here. Yeah, we've got a childish John laughing on air. But plumbers are treated like superheroes, as they deserve to be. If they are taking time out of their holiday, please be sure to give them some food if you have it prepared, and at the very least, give them like a decent financial tip as well. They're taking their time to help your toilet while they could be with their family. They got folks just like y'all do, so keep them in mind.
The reason people with skin issues such as dermatitis and eczema often can't stop itching has now been discovered for the first time thanks to some Harvard scientists. That's right. A study discovered that the common bacteria
Staphylococcus.
Yeah, that one is to blame for the phenom, marking the first time scientists have known that bacteria alone can lead to itching. Through tests conducted on mice, it's been found that
Vorapexar?
That one, a drug used to prevent blood clotting and reduce the risk of strokes, is effective in stopping their excessive scratching.
Very interesting.
A game changer for people.
Yeah, I've never had anything like that, luckily, but I hear about it, and I'm glad that there's finally and not only an explanation, but yes, potentially a cure in the works there. Mm-hmm. And lastly, scientists say that infections commonly affecting everyday people could become catastrophic and perhaps deadly by 2040 because of a little something called antimicrobial resistance, or antimicrobial, maybe what it is, resistance, or AMR for short. Over 1 million people already die from drug-resistant infections each year, and the more they attack, the harder they could be to contain over time. As with most health concerns, experts suggest that you practice good hygiene, use antibiotics correctly, and have some attentive testing for infections to at least slow the current trend. I mean, that's with everything, though. Yeah. It's 5:50 here. We're going to take one more break before we wrap up hour two here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Feedmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Feedmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Feedmore has the VW for you to drive home today. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. A different kind of a show today on Thanksgiving. I read to you from both Lincoln and Washington's famous Thanksgiving proclamations. We also argued over whether it's stuffing or dressing. I'll leave you to decide and listen to the conversation. Also talked to Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department about shopping safety at this time of year. And if you're concerned about anybody's mental health, 988 is a great resource for anybody who's struggling with depression. You can listen to all of the segments at the podcast page on newsradio923.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, it's Pensacola right now with John and Austin. It's 5:53. Glad to have you along on this Thanksgiving edition of the show. Joe's taking a well-deserved day off to be with his little family and little child and everything. Mm-hmm. So we're just taking care of you for this evening, almost wrapping up hour number two. We've got traffic and weather together coming up right here.
All righty. Thank you. So, looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're not dealing with too much right now, but we are if you're actually traveling eastbound. If you have just passed Pine Forest Road, if you're on I-10, there is some backups there. If you're on your way to about the Pensacola Boulevard area, look out for that. We've got some congestion building up there, maybe people getting back from their, I don't know, wherever the heck they went to celebrate their Thanksgiving dinner today. If you are in that area, look out for that. Other than that, we're not seeing anything too out of the ordinary at the moment. As for our weather, it is in the 50s here in Pensacola, 55 to be exact. There are some chances of rain going into tonight, but it shouldn't be anything too aggressive, just some slight rainfall. And as we get into Black Friday and this weekend, we're going to have lows in the high 40s, lower half of the 50s, highs in the 60s, beautiful weather. So if you're like me, if you have a TV on your patio or if you just have like a bench on your front porch, go out there and enjoy it. It's beautiful weather right now.
Well, it's Pensacola right now at 5:55. Thank you, Austin. Taking a look at pop culture news. Let's see here. Tonight's show host Jimmy Fallon received some criticism on social media for referring to transgender actress Hunter Schafer as Bud, a term typically associated with males. However, the criticism of Fallon has been sizably outweighed by the support for him, with people coming to his defense due to him also being known to call cisgender women Bud, and how the term implied that he's treating Hunter the same as he would treat any other guest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch Jimmy Fallon. His fake laugh is too much for me. It's hard to watch.
Right.
I've encountered people with fake laughs, but that one's pretty heinous. So I already, I used the word again. Yeah, look at that. Right. But anyway, so I haven't watched much of him in a while, but if he does call all people Bud, I don't think there's much to dig into there. But what do I know? Creed 4 is reportedly in the works, and Michael B. Jordan, who has headlined his career with the films by being the star, will now approach this latest installment from the director's chair as well. That's a big thing to add to his resume there. The Rocky spinoff series has been a box office hit ever since the first film was released back in 2015.
That's right, and Rocky fans, well, Creed 4 is reportedly in the works.
I just read that.
I know it. Most Americans are hoped to avoid politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table. I was really excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
University national poll shows that more than 60% of Americans would rather not talk about the subject. On the other hand, just under 3 in every 10 say they look forward to discussing politics this holiday with family members.
You and me, we do not like that.
No, there's no reason for that. There's football on.
Yeah. Watch football, eat, drink, and be merry.
We can discuss football X's and O's all day long. And
there you go. Well, hey, sports can be pretty divisive as well.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Depending on who you like.
Yeah.
Getting into some wacky and weird headlines here. A spiteful political debate unfolded on X recently, not over the Thanksgiving dinner table. Rather, it happened all because of a vacuum cleaner. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa was talking about doing some pre-Thanksgiving cleaning with his Hoover vacuum cleaner, and it was 45 years old. This spawned jokes being made at the expense of Grassley. That should have been expected.
Right.
As you can imagine, by the age of his vacuum, he is quite an old soul, 90 years of age, along with legitimate criticism surrounding why someone his age is still in office to begin with. And that's obviously a very tired debate. People talk about that all the time. Here's my thought. If you if your vacuum cleaner is old enough to run for president, maybe you should not be in political office of your own.
Well, has anybody showed him what a Dyson will do? I mean, that probably is so much better than what he has.
I saw a photo of it. It was old. That was a junk box vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's the ones where you actually went to the store and they put the bag in for you and you zipped it up and did the repairs on that. I need to introduce him to Dyson. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce has had old tweets swirling around X, a.k.a. Twitter, the old one. But not for the reasons that you're thinking. Recently, when we've thought of Kelce, it's because of his romance with pop star Taylor Swift. And when we hear about old tweets resurfacing, it's typical for a politically upsetting reason, but this instance applies to neither. Instead, Kelce's old tweets are making the rounds because of how pointless and, quite frankly, how stupid they were. With one simply being about him giving a squirrel some bread. Hey, if that floats your boat, buddy.
Yeah.
Had multiple spelling errors, but he blames it for them being discussed in the first place. He implied that he misspelled the words on purpose. But just in case, it's a good thing he can catch a football.
Absolutely. And the Salvation Army announced its first gold coin of the season, worth about $1,200. And it just, we talked about that yesterday, but I did want to make a point of saying, if you are in position to give people who are less fortunate than you some money to work with this holiday season especially, please be sure to do that. This is Pensacola Right Now. We are going to take a quick break for WEAR before we enter our third and final hour here on News Radio 92.3. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.